The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. It stormed so hard last night, folks, I could not go to sleep. I had to call in and say, guys, I need one more hour of sleep. It was that crazy. It was literally that loud. Electric storms, then thunderstorms, then downpouring, which we needed the rain. But that's what it's like here in the state of Minnesota. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that URL is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, I would say, folks, for those that are out there, first time listening, jump onto my Facebook as soon as possible before I do run out of room. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, the number is 1-877-807-9977. We'll pick up your calls in order if we have the time to do it. It's a one-hour segment. Just got some Facebook friend requests yesterday. Thank you, my friends. We need another hour. We're working on it. When it falls into place, it falls into place. It's just not enough, some have responded. That's how I feel. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, to get started here really quick, I want to show you how the media is at it again. Just the other day, we played a piece from an individual at ABC who tried to link James Holm, the shooter in Aurora, Colorado, with Tea Partiers, and then later apologized quickly because the people basically made their voices heard to ABC that this will not be tolerated. As a matter of fact, even our friend Glenn Beck was calling for someone to step up to the plate and sue these media outlets. I'm going to go ahead and play that piece for you really quick, and then I'm going to bring you over to one of the victims' brother to MSNBC and to show you how they try to get those political gotcha questions in there with their guests, trying to get them off topic. But first things first, this is ABC News. Go ahead.
Now, I want to go to Brian Ross here, because, Brian, you've been looking at investigating the background of Jim Holmes here. You found something that might be significant.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
First report.
He apparently alerted police, according to Pierre, warned police
right.
that his apartment was booby trapped.
Right. He told them that. Now, we don't know much about him. An earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's...
He apologized shortly thereafter, the following afternoon. Actually, it was the same day. Isn't it interesting, folks, how they're vilifying the Tea Party? Isn't it also interesting when they find out who committed the crimes? Those that they call the right had nothing to do with the crimes, but it was those that were on the left. How come the right doesn't enforce the law against the left? You ever ask yourself that question? It's food for thought. Now, this is on the Edge show on MSNBC, where he interviewed Jordan Nawi about his sister who was killed in the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting. Listen carefully as to how the Edge show host diverts the question to his political answer that he was looking for. But, folks, it backfired. Go ahead. Check it out.
Do you think that there should be a push for tighter gun laws, given the horror that you've just endured and how it has impacted you personally? Do you feel compelled to push for tighter gun laws?
Well, here's the thing. We can try to politicize this and make some sort of polarizing debate and make this a tenet of the election. But that's not what we're here to do right now. We're here to celebrate the lives of the victims that have been lost. If somebody wants to do harm to somebody, they're going to find a way to do it, whether it be with a weapon, such
right.
as a rifle, or whether it be with any sort of means. We should actually start to think about why people are doing this. And the reason they're doing this is because they want their names out there. You look at Breving. He killed 77 people in Oslo so that he could get his manifesto out there. He wanted those 600 pages read by
that's
the
right.
world. And what we're doing right now, by talking about the shooter rather than talking about the families, is we're providing them with a platform that they're using to get their names and their stories out there.
But the question is, friends, is who's getting their message out there? Why is the media attacking the Tea Partiers, the conservatives, the patriots, and the Christians after a shooting? Why is that? We use them to protect ourselves. We use it to hunt game. We don't use these to kill people. But why is the finger always pointed back at the American people, the American law abiders? See, they don't talk about the point, friends. They don't reference the law. James Holmes broke the law. Isn't that interesting? Why are them in the government trying to strip the American people from their rights rather than enforce the laws against crimes? Isn't it interesting how they magnify the crime rather than the law? Folks, you need to get this in your heart. Why is it that the state-run media pushes gun control right away? I mean, blaming guns for Columbine or blaming guns for this theater shooting is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. That's how ridiculous their theory is. And again, let me remind you, if we're in a supposed state of terror, which we've been told for the last 10 and 11 years now, why is your government trying to disarm you? Who's the terrorist, friends? You got to ask yourself that question. Who's getting their message out right now? The media is through gun control. Wow, they're magnifying the crime rather than the law. I want to come back and I want to give you America's message to those people that are on the left that aren't ruled by law, because what we just found out is James Holmes broke the law. But see, lawless people aren't ruled by the law. That's why they never reference the law. That's why they always have to blame somebody else other than themselves. Be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out.
can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley. Jake's taking a minute off. Going down to the Minneapolis to talk with some folks. I'd like to check us out online, friends. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump on the air with me, we love new callers. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, right before the break here, I was talking about gun control. Folks, gun control is about control. We've been through this several times on this radio program. But I basically listed off to you why the media, the state-run media, the government-controlled media, goes after and vilifies the Tea Partiers or conservatives or patriots or Christians in this country. Because you're their obstacle. You need to understand that. These are the people that are trying to overthrow the Constitution of the United States. You need to understand that. Because they want to implement a new order. If you don't understand that much, well, I don't have a whole show to explain it to you or to teach it to you. You got to open your eyes to see what's going on here. I want to give the message back to those that are on the left, as they call it, the lawless left, the socialist agenda, and what America's message is to them that want to corrupt governments and, again, overthrow the Constitution of the United States. Background checks in Colorado for people trying to buy guns have increased more than 41% just since Friday's early morning shooting rampage in Aurora movie theater. Because most people have enough common sense to know that if there would have been an armed individual, an armed citizen inside of that movie theater, that he probably wouldn't have killed anybody because that armed citizen would have probably took that criminal out that was armed. They don't want to talk. Those aren't their talking points, friends. They just want to keep blaming the gun rather than the criminal that pulled the trigger. How can the act be apart from the actor, correct? When a crime is committed, the gun doesn't go to jail. The person that pulled the trigger goes to jail. And then you have governments and corruption in governments in the United States, and I'm talking about locally and nationally, that want to take away your right to bear arms. Well, they want to take away your right to bear arms because they're afraid of an armed people. It's as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, people that fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And we have to keep in mind, too, friends, how we're all in this together, because the government is an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be. They work for us. That's why they're called public servants. Oh, boy, that's another show, too, friends. But the bottom line is, boy, we got to understand they work for us. We don't work for them. And when we see a people that work for us trying to overthrow the Constitution and the laws of the land to work in their favor, you know something's seriously wrong. You have the face of tyranny exposing itself on a daily basis. And when you have the state-run media continuously inundating the American people as to how bad guns are, and by the way, they're trying to teach kids this in public schools, schools as well through international baccalaureate to disarmament, you know something's seriously wrong. And what you'll find is a lot of these people that are complaining about the American people having guns to protect themselves, you'll find that they themselves are armed or they have bodyguards. And the message is you peasants can't have them, but we can because we're a part of the elite. That's exactly what's going on in your country right now. And by the way, you're beginning to understand more and more, especially to the younger generation, you're beginning to understand more and more why there is no credibility in the state-run media. Zero, zilch, and I'm going to get to that at the second half of the hour here. But back to my point, gun sales increase in Colorado. According to the Denver Post, firearms instructors around the state also report a jump in enrollment in training courses required into a permit for a permit required to carry a concealed weapon. Now, it's interesting, too, folks. They got people asking for a permit. You need permission from a government that's supposed to ensure your rights, said Thomas Jefferson. It's a step forward, folks. I want to give you your Bill of Rights here really quick. Article 2 says a well-regulated militia. That's you. The militia, according to Federal Statute Title 10, Chapter 13, Section 311, all males between the ages of 17 and 45 who are citizens of the United States or have declared their intent to become citizens are members of the unorganized, or reserve militia. You are the militia. Seeing the state-run media comes in and they try to pop off a couple and say they were part of militia. You are the militia. America, you are the militia. And I say to the socialist agenda, if it wasn't for those militia back in the day, you wouldn't have a free country to live out your ungodly, unlawful bullcrap today, now would you? And if everybody on the right understood what was done for them through the militia back in the 1700s to establish this country through the revelation by throwing off a tyrannical government called the British Empire, you wouldn't allow the left to sit there and attack your Constitution. And let me take it to the core of that. How many men and women died to give you that and ratify that Constitution? How many men and women died to give you the freedom that you have? Freedom wasn't given to you to do what you want to do. Freedom was given to you, responsible citizens, to do what you should do and what you ought to do. So keep in mind, you are the militia, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, a free state, a free state, a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. See, the Bill of Rights are a bunch of thou shall nots to the government. They have no business intermeddling with our rights, friends. And it's the duty of the people to throw off those that meddle or intermeddle with our rights. And the rebellious ones are the ones that are trying to overthrow the Constitution, not those that are trying to magnify it. I had a reporter call me this morning. Boy, oh boy, friends. You better get a hold of what's going on through your press. I came at her a couple times and I said, you need to know your facts before you ask me questions. Don't cite uncredible sources and then ask me questions because you lose credibility. And she asked me, she said, so what is my opinion? What is my view? And I said, well, what do you mean, what is my view? What is my opinion? I mean, acting like we're in different countries or something. And she was just in a couple states away from me. And I said, it's okay to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. Do you not understand that? And this is how they come in to divide and conquer, namely through the public school system, to indoctrinate with different principles, which they're unprincipled principles. It's called indoctrination. But here we are. Gun sales, the message to the left from the American people is gun sales are doubling in Colorado right now because people are not stupid. People are not stupid. And what happens is when this kind of stuff, when the American people are wide awake the way that they are today, it completely backfires on a socialist agenda, an un-American agenda. And that's exactly what's happening in our country right now. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about lawful gun owners. We're not talking about criminals. Criminals will always have guns, by the way. And by the way, that's why you are armed, because criminals will always have guns. I want to make one more point, and I'm going to take a couple of these phone calls. You guys remember just recently, ABC's reported on James Holmes's mother stating that you have the right guy. Well, here ABC News loses credibility once again. Readers who have been following the story will recall how most major news sources reported that Holmes' mother, Arlene, had said, "You have the right person," when asked about the suspected shooter, James Holmes. The implication was that Holmes' mother had known, almost prima facie, that her son was the shooter. Remember how that came out? That's exactly what it was like. It's like, here we go again. Don't believe what they report, friends, until you look behind the curtain, because 9 times out of 10, yes, I said 9 times out of 10, it's fabricated, it's contrived, and it's misleading. On Monday, Arlene Holmes' attorney took a podium to allege that, in fact, she had not meant to refer to her son, but instead herself, with the statement of, "You have the right person." As to whether that James Holmes was the shooter, Ms. Holmes said she refused to offer comment that he was the right person, since she wasn't even sure if it was her son. The reporter calls her at 5 o'clock in the morning. She has no idea what's going on. She was identifying herself to the reporter that you have the right person. You are talking to James Holmes's mother. That's not how it came out through the mainstream media, was it? Not at all. We got Sue in Minnesota. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, hello, Bradley. Good to talk with you.
You too.
The reason I called is, of course, the subject matter. And as a Tea Partier, I have to say that this is probably right in character with our mainstream media. Their Marxist views of anything that is liberty producing is pretty much expected, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
It is outrageous to me that most Americans, or a lot of Americans, will heed what the news media says and take it and run, and, you know, view themselves as victims. And yeah, maybe the guns are a bad thing after all. You know, if we didn't have guns, you know. And I've heard this. I've heard this from people on the news. These are just regular people who are concurring with our government.
That's right. That's right.
Wake up, people.
That's right.
Wake up.
Got to take a break. Thank you for the call. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake is out for the day. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
No, this isn't a movie from the 1950s. I just looked up Webster's 1828, militia, war, to fight, combat, contention. Isn't that interesting that they would try to demonize militia, those that would fight or war or contend back against tyranny? Boy, folks, if you always just do your due diligence, you'll always find out why it is that they do what they do, because they're criminals! They don't want to be ruled by the laws! Listen, people that want to change the law don't want to be ruled by the present law. You ever think about that? They don't want to be ruled by the laws that are in the books. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the Declaration of Independence. They hate God, is really what it comes down to. Oh, no, I'm a Christian. I just don't always believe with everything the law and what the law says. Yeah, I just don't believe everything that the law says. Well, let me guess. That's the area in your life that you're lawless. Yes, that's it. You ever notice Mark Twain said this? He said, I find that when I read the scriptures, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the ones that I do know that I have a problem with. That's right. Get over the obstacle and obey. Yeah. Submit. Yeah. Before you want to overthrow the laws, why don't you go to Arlington Cemetery and the cross of Calvary and tell them that sacrificed everything? I don't like the way things are. And if you don't like the way things are, I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a ticket, a one-way ticket to Russia where you belong. Boy, oh boy, which commandment would you prefer to take out? Which one don't you like? Thou shalt not steal? Thou shalt not kill? Which one is it? I mean, Hollywood, if you think about it, folks, the social agenda is the ones teaching the kids how to kill in the first place. And then when people kill, they want to blame somebody on the right for it. Boy, oh boy, it's not hard to figure out. It really isn't. Let's take these calls really quick. I got to get to my second point, which is the news. We got Julian, Missouri. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling, Julie.
All right. Well, I have two comments. The first one, when you posted the video about MSNBC and the brother whose sister was killed, I just thought he was a genius with his response.
Oh, yeah.
It's just funny how the media keeps trying to instill fear of the idea, like, oh, gun control.
Yeah.
But they're doing that so that they can have more control over the people so that people can't protect themselves anymore. And another thing was George...
Hang on, let me answer you. Hang on a second. Let me answer you. You got too much stuff going on. Vladimir Lenin said, a soldier with one gun can control 100 people. Notice he said the soldier. What is he talking about? Now, this individual, Mr. Lenin, was a socialist. He was a communist. Was he not? Yes, he was. What are we seeing today? See, they want you to subject yourself to fear to accept the new thing that they have to offer. That's why they use fear. But see, that's why I continuously tell the people on the Sons of Liberty, never take counsel from your fear. Because we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Now, was our veterans, were they afraid when they did what they did and laying all down for me and you? Yes, they were, but they did it, didn't they? And because of that, we have law. We have law because they died to magnify the law against crime. And it's interesting that a lot of the guys and girls in Arlington Cemetery, they died fighting against ideology that the American people today accept in their own land. Think about that one. But go ahead with your second point. Yep.
Also, George Washington said that the right to bear arms is liberty's teeth. It's just kind of like you take away our ability to protect ourselves, then America is not going to stand very well, and it's going to fall into tyranny. And that's what those that are in politics want. To fulfill their agenda, but it's not happening in Jesus' name, not in my time. So they're gonna have to pull it from my cold dead hands.
You go, girl. Gotta go to the next call. Hey, really quick, thank you, Julie. Really quick.
Uh-huh.
The Russians, they have a motto that when they attack, if they hit mush, keep going forward. But if they hit steel, retreat. America, let them feel your steel. And guess what they're feeling today, friends? They're feeling your steel because you're not that stupid to fall for their propaganda. What is it that these people don't understand? And the next question is, why are the people that are trying to take away your rights, why do they have, as I said on the other day, or the other day's radio program, why is it that they have mortars and tanks and machine guns and assault rifles with 100 round clip in them? And how is it that they got Glocks on their side and... Wow, you ever think about that? It's like the UN. You go to the UN building, they got the little gun, handgun with the snout on it, snubbed up, it's tied in a knot. But when you go inside of the UN building, they have armed guards protecting the people in there that are trying to take away your guns. That's a great point, Bradley. I know. I'm patting myself on the back. Boy, oh boy. Thank you, Bradley. You're welcome. Well, guys, and this is with no sugar. I want you to know that. This is without sugar. I'm just thinking for everybody. That's all I want to do is think. I don't want to stink. All right? We don't want no stinkers. We want thinkers. We got Dave calling from Dave. You got Bradley on the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey, Brad. I just wanted to say I was actually watching to go into to your news segment. I was actually... watching Sean Hannity, and they had two people, one from the left, one from the right.
Who's that? And, who's Sean Hannity? Never heard of him before.
Never, ever. And he actually had a pastor or a preacher on, and they were talking about gun control and all these other issues.
Yeah.
And one of the things was the pastor rightly said, this is not a problem with guns. This is a morality issue.
That's right. That a boy.
I mean, come on.
Get to the core of it. Come on, brother. A hallelujah. Come on, bring it, Dave.
I'm Christian.
Come on, bring it, Dave. Come on.
You rightly said, you know, and it's been said many times before, that criminals don't care about gun laws.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to have guns. They're still going to do heinous things. They're still the only people that give up their guns, and we've seen it with Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
Yep.
It's like, are the people who want to obey the law and want to do the right thing.
That's right. It starts out as a good idea, Dave, because they what they do is they exploit the victims instead of bringing justice to the victim. They show compassion on the murderer, like they're going to do, and like they always do. and they're going to get Mr. Holmes to plead insanity. His attorneys, yeah. His attorneys need to be held accountable for his crimes as well. See, and America just throws that off. Attorneys are the only ones that don't go to jail. Why is that, friends? But here's my point. This is a society now where Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walk into a public school, shoot up 13 of their friends, one teacher, Mr. David Sanders, who was shielding the kids, God bless him, and people wonder, what's the problem? We have a gun problem. No, we have a moral problem, just like this pastor rightly said, and good for him. There's some good ones out there. Praise God. We are the ones that have allowed, the church has in America, have allowed society and government to take away, thou shalt not kill, down, and blind the next generations. And then we wonder why they kill. Well, because movies encourage it, and the church doesn't enforce it. Just think about that. If the church would enforce the laws against crime through civil government, remember Moses gave the law, right? So much for lines between church and state. But that's what the church has failed to do. But in this particular situation, that pastor is exactly right on the money. Instead of magnifying, thou shalt not kill, they want to deal with the problem. Because what it does, my friend, is it feeds bureaucracy. It feeds bureaucracy. It's a moneymaker. Now, I guarantee you that if it was one of the Supreme Court's, one of the justices sitting on the Supreme Court, one of their kids got taken out, I guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, if it was one of their kids that just got shot in Aurora, Colorado, they would want justice and they would bring it forth. See, it only works when it appeals to what they're looking for. And again, folks, this is the misconception of the American people. When we see that stuff, we should get rid of the leaven rather than allowing them to destroy the whole lump. We need to get rid of the foxes that spoil the vines, and we're talking about injustice. We need to bring justice, and the way that we do it is cut off injustice, right? Let's get back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. And when we do that, everybody's going to have the same principles, and we're going to all have the same opinions, for the most part. Yeah? You like that? I like that. When I come back, I got, how many minutes do I got when I come back? 7 minutes, 8 minutes on my final segment, about 9 minutes. I'm going to do my best to get through the media, and I'll just lay a premise for you as to what the media does, and is it by chance they do it, or are they doing it on purpose? And I got some information that just came out yesterday from WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah. I'm going to lay that out for you, and then I'm going to get over to the big news, and I'm going to show you that this has been going on since 1917 in our country, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy? I mean, what do you think about that? It's pretty crazy stuff. Pretty crazy stuff. I'll put a little salt on your tongue. New York Times admits press passes through White House. Quote, unquote. The quotations come back redacted, stripped of colorful metaphors. Anything even mildly provocative. They are sent by email from the Obama headquarters in Chicago to reporters who have interviewed campaign officials under one major condition. The press office has veto power over which statements can be quoted and attributed by the name and by their name. Folks, in other words, it passes by Obama's administration before the press releases their releases. You get it? What they release. Most reporters, desperate to pick the brains of the president's top strategists, grudgingly agree. After the interviews, they review their notes, check their tape recorders, and send in the juiciest sound bites for review. The verdict from the campaign, an operation that prides itself on staying consistently on script, is often no, Barack Obama does not approve of the message. By the way, did you hear what I just said? In other words, before you get the news, it goes through the White House on their okay. Guess who else used to do that, friends? Benito Mussolini. When the people in Italia, when they would get their news, it always went through Mr. Mussolini before it hit the ears and the eyes of his people. That's dictatorship, friends. It's happening in your backyard. And by the way, the New York Times are the one that just got done admitting this. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley on the Sons of Liberty. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I want to give this to you again just for your ears. You know, God used to have to tell his people things twice. Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob. Moses, Moses. Did he ever have to tell David twice? Man, he really loved David, didn't he? He really did. Samuel, Samuel. He used to have to tell the greatest prophet, one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. He had to tell him twice. Matter of fact, when the Lord started to prep his ear, he had to tell him three different times. That's right. Now check this out. New York Times admits press passes through White House before it's released to the American people. This is just another sign that the free and independent media in this country is an absolute joke. What we get from the mainstream media is a very highly filtered form of propaganda. And again, that's one reason why Americans are turning away from the mainstream media in droves. I talked to a reporter today and I said, it's because of people like you. That's the reason your businesses and your corporations are hitting the dirt. And she kind of chuckled about it. I said, you might want to look at some of your stats because people don't believe you and what you say. And I'll tell you why they don't believe you is because you don't report things that are credible. You create and people are tired of your bias. I had to correct this reporter and tell her, you're so far over on the left. I almost hung up on her. Ask things that are credible. Ask questions that matter to the American people. And maybe people can find a little trust with what you report the second time around. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional records. 1917, friends. J.P. Morgan, a banker, steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy, not the law, of the daily press in the United States. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Interesting. Asked a reporter one time here in the state of Minnesota. Because we found that a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge between right and wrong. They have no they can make no distinction. We asked them, this one particular reporter, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? He said, well, listen, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter, that is to decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, in his confusion, he blurts out the truth, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Well, let me ask you something, sir. How do you determine what's fair and just if you don't know the difference between right and wrong? John Adams said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. Who is attacking your country, friends? Who's attacking your foundation, friends? The immoral and the irreligious. I'm talking about the religion of Christianity. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and here's what they found out. 47% of them that write your papers through the state-run media see nothing wrong with adultery. I'm from a broken family. I see something completely wrong with it. Do you know that the laws are still in the books in 28 states, but the laws have not been enforced since 1944? 76% of those that write your papers through the state-run media see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Crimes against nature, Romans 1:24. Folks, all the way up until 1961, it was illegal in every state. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. And I'm telling you what, have these people attack you, and you'll understand why it's considered a mental illness. Up until 1960, if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for 20 years. 20 years. Maybe this has a little something to do with what William Riddle just said, the captain of the Los Angeles Police Department, when he said that 30,000 young individuals were victims of homosexuals. Wow. How come they don't report that stuff? 90% of those that write your papers through the state-run media think that aborting a baby is, it's okay. I kind of got in this reporter a little bit today, and I said, you know what, 55 million of your brothers and sisters are not here today because you want to be biased. You want to attack the ones that are preserving life and enforcing the laws. That's socialism. Remember, pull their hair, punch their face, and cry victim? I mean, this particular individual was pushing the question like the babies were at fault for being born. Well, who committed the act? See, if they would listen to thou shalt not commit adultery or go to 1 Corinthians 6:9, that no fornicator, sex before marriage, has any inheritance into the kingdom of God, maybe they want to have went out there, been promiscuous, broke God's law, ended up pregnant, and what they want to do, they're taught from a system today to go ahead and kill the baby rather than taking responsibility and obeying the law. See how that works? By the way, it's a good thing for those that report the papers and through the state-run media and through the news channels and the outlets that they present to the American people. It's good, good for those 90% that think it's okay to abort a baby that mommy didn't think so. It's a good thing. Your mommy agreed with the law, didn't they, you 90% that can try fabricate your propaganda throughout this country? It's a good thing mama stood on the side of the law, isn't it? See, now you're attacked in this country by the media, which, by the way, is getting decimated from the inside out across the country. Friends, you are winning the day. Stay the course and stand up. Don't bend. Don't bow. Your back is not meant to bend to criminality or to the media, because that's exact. Folks, stay the course, and you're going to see him fall. Stay the course, and you're going to see him fall. Stay the course, and you're going to see him fall. Shut your TV off, do your own due diligence, and you'll find out who the criminals are. inadvertently or advertently. 86% of those that write the papers in this country through the state-run media never attend church, and for the most part, I don't blame them. You know what? That's why I'm double diligent about practicing what I preach in Jesus' name, by His grace. Because there's so many that have left undone God's commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is in him. I could ask probably 95% of you out there right now that profess your Christianity to tell me what the Ten Commandments are, God's moral law, and you probably couldn't even tell me three of them. That's how much you love God. And by the way, there lies the problem right there. There lies the problem. Listen to what former president of CBS News said. He said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Wow. Right out of their own mouth, friends. Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960, back then, he said, the New York Times is deliberately on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Why? Because of, who's your daddy? Well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing what I told. No, you are the problem. This is a free country, not a dictatorship. Your boss does not have any business dictating your reports unless they're unlawful and out of line. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are, friends. Not what the facts are. Not what the facts are. What did I just get done telling you? When it comes to Americans having trust in the mainstream media, the numbers don't lie. Let me give you what doesn't lie. Here are the facts and the polls that don't lie. According to a recent Gallup poll, only 20% of 21% of Americans have confidence in television news. Woo! Hey. Now those are numbers that don't lie. Now the reason those numbers don't lie is because it exposes them for their lies. People aren't buying their papers because they do nothing but lie. Yeah? You better praise God that you have a system in your country and the laws of the land of freedom of speech are upheld. And by the way, might I add that reporters do not have the right to break the law, and they do it all the time. They do it all the time. And I'll tell you what, when they do it, you need to hold them accountable. I don't care what you have to do or how you have to do it. Hold them accountable for their lies. They do not have the right to break the law. It's called defamation. It's called false light. And when America begins to stand up, just like she did the other day with Brian Ross and the ABC News, they're going to change their story real quick. Because they're going to see that you don't tolerate them anymore. Throw them off. Get new outsources, friends. Get new media sources. There's plenty of them out there. This is now why the government's trying to take control over internet. Because they don't want you to have the facts. You want to know why? Because they cannot glean the information that you get. And they don't like it. Stay the course, friends. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jake should be back with us tomorrow. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.